Australian road safety strategies are failing. That's according to a report from the Australian Automobile Association. While the report shows a slight increase in driver, passenger and pedestrian deaths, cyclist fatalities surged by 80% over the same period. So what needs to be done to make our roads safer for cyclists? The Wire's Henry Wilson has the story.
The report from the Australian Automobile Association shows that 45 cyclists were killed on the road over the past 12 months, a jump from 25 in the previous year. Alexander Miller is a spokesperson at Bicycle Network Australia. He says it's hard to tell exactly why the number of deaths has increased.
So it seems that it's mostly due to no change in conditions for bike riders out in the road. So there hasn't been a huge increase in the amount of protected cycleways that have been built that separate bikes from cars and things like that. And that's one of the main reasons we believe that there may not have been a decrease in bike road fatalities.
And when you're riding, do you feel safe on the roads?
It depends where you're riding and what kind of road you're on, really. So it's hard to say overall whether you feel safe or unsafe. There are times when you might be on a road that has a really high speed limit with a really narrow bike lane or no bike lane at all. And those times it can feel a little bit uncomfortable. But then on the other hand, you can be riding down a quieter street that has a really good bike lane in there that's protected from traffic. And it feels magnificent and fantastic and really comfortable. And you really understand the joy of bike riding and really feel free.
And what needs to be done to prevent cyclist accidents and deaths in the country?
We think it comes down to really increasing that bike infrastructure out on the road and making more safe places for people to ride. That will reduce the interaction between cars and bikes, because that is how the deaths usually happen when a car and a bike have a collision together. So if we can take that out of the equation, things should really improve. We also think, though, that there should be a lot done to increase technology in cars and try and remove some of the human error that can cause crashes sometimes. So things like better braking technology, lane keep assistance, and also blocking mobile phones so that there's fewer distracted drivers out there as well, which could really help reduce the road toll.
Alexander Miller, who is a spokesperson at the Bicycle Network Australia. I also spoke to Marilyn Johnson, a researcher in cycling from the Monash University. I asked her if the results from the report showed a trend or if it was just a bad year.
It's too soon to tell for the rest of the year, but already we are tracking quite high compared to previous years. Usually there's an average of about 38 cyclists killed in Australia every year, and we're already getting close to that, and it's only August. So potentially it still could get worse this year.
And what are the big risk factors for cyclists?
There are a lot of risk factors for cyclists. Probably the most significant one of them is that really in Australia we don't have safe space for cyclists to ride. So typically most bike riders eventually find themselves on the road with cars having to share the space without even a painted bike lane. So the road design really means that cyclists and drivers are then forced to work it out between themselves, and that can be tricky depending on where you are, particularly if it's a high speed location or if it's an area where a bike lane suddenly ends. So road design's a huge one. Speed is obviously also a factor. And then beyond that, it's driver distraction and just making sure that everyone's aware of each other on the road are other really big contributing factors.
And from your research, what are some solutions to keeping cyclists safe?
Keeping cyclists safe is about making sure that they have enough space on the road. So where that's possible, separated cycling infrastructure definitely helps. Where that's not available, then giving cyclists minimum passing distance, so giving them at least a metre when they're passed in lower speed zones and 1.5 in the higher, so above 60 km. But really, it's also about cyclists being something that drivers expect on the roads, and that means including them in the way we teach people how to drive, so the driver licensing process, making sure that cyclists are visible when they ride, so cyclists taking responsibility themselves and using lights and making sure that they stay out of the door zone. So it's really, I mean, everyone has a role to play in making sure that cyclists are safe, but coming down to it, we're not quite there yet with our built environment. So that's probably the key thing we need to focus on going forward.
The Wire's Henry Wilson with that report.